Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avimorni Merotzi Shehichyu. Nishmat Samaras Esther Vasim Shoras Chanavitz Garmas Ata Chanavitz Amir Zev. And the schus he did Navshi Dani Yisrael Ben Aviv Elisheva. Baruch Abba Tzlach B'chol Masa Yadav. In the previous Os, Nos Mem Hei, we spoke about the fact that there are certain sins, like Hotzah Zera Levatala, or specifically Hotzah Zera Levatala, that you can't do tshuva for, and therefore you need a special koach to make this tikkun yesh me'ayin, something from nothing, and that's if you make yourself ayin, as we spoke about at length. You make yourself into nothing, you nullify yourself, and then you get to that great place in Shemayim, high, high up, of ayin, where you're able to get tshuva from there and have a new creation. So now Rabbeinu is going to explain that even if you feel that you're unable to reach such a low state of ayin, of mamish nothingness, then you should be osik in Torah, get close to Hashem, even if it looks like from Shemayim they're pushing you away. It says in the Pasuk, Tehillim 3:16, U'l'rosha amar alaykim malach alesaper chukai. So, Arasha, God says to him, what are you learning my statutes for? What are you talking about my Torah for? Anybody who has a heart to feel the pain will feel the pain for this, like Rashi says in Kedushin 81b, Kol Adoivim. In other words, anybody who worries about his sins, maybe he hasn't done proper tshuva, should be choshesh, should be careful not to learn Torah because of this pasuk. Because if a person's over, even on Divrei Sofrim, even on Yisra Derabbanan, he's called a rasha. As it says in Yevamos 20a, if someone's not Mekayim Divrei Chachamim, he's called a rasha, and he's over b'mezid. So that's where Rabbeinu is saying over here, well, a rasha, I'm alakim alakha lesaper chukai. Arasha, Hashem says to him, what are you talking about my statutes for, my laws for? Well, that was a yidvu, and this is what people should be worried about, should be sad about, like I explained from the Gorashi and Kiddushin 81b, that you should be choshesh, a person should be choshesh, that he hasn't properly done tshuva, and therefore his Torah is not desired in Shemayim, because even a person is over on Divrei Sofrim, even if he's over on a Derabbanan, he's called a Rasha. But in this, it says in the early sources, this is from the Reishis Chochma, 1600s, and the great Mekubalim, Shara Kedusha, Perek Yud Zayin. He writes there as follows, Ein lecha davar she'omed lifnei ha'tshuva. There is nothing that stands before tshuva. Ba'afim shamat tshuvu banim shovim chutz mi'ploni. And even if you heard the words, repent my naughty children, except for ploni. Like Elisha ben Avuya said, heard, and they say, not you, don't worry about it. Shari Elisha Acher, sof sof niskabel afilo lo shav. In the end, Elisha was accepted, he was received, even though he didn't do tshuva. Certainly, if you do tshuva, it would have helped him more and more and more. If a person does tshuva, it helps him more and more. Just the gates of tshuva were closed before him, and he had to supplicate Hashem to open them up. And that's what it says in Chazal, anything the Baal HaBayis tells you when you're a host guest at someone's house, listen to everything the Baal HaBayis tells you, except if he tells you to leave. Except if he tells you to leave. Who's the Baal HaBayis? The Baal HaBayis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything he tells you of the mitzvahs, do except say. Except if he tells you to leave, that you can't do tshuva. Then don't listen. Because really that's what the Baal HaBayis really wants you to do tshuva. So even if you think he doesn't want, even if it seems like he doesn't want you to, so he really wants you to do tshuva. That's where Rabbeinu quotes here. Anything the host tells you, do, except if he tells you to leave. And that's talking about tshuva. That anything the Baal HaBayis Hashem tells you to do, listen, except if he tells you there's no tshuva. Then we know that it's not really true. Hashem really wants us to do tshuva. Just keep asking. Yeah, there's you're being pushed away, but you have to bring yourself back in. To move forward, bring yourself closer. And it's not for nothing that the Torah writes the Inyan of the Ma'apilim in Parashat Shlach, and those who stubbornly insisted on entering Eretz Yisrael, even after the Gzeirah of the Meraglim. So the Torah teaches us about them, so we should learn the lesson. They believed in the truth of what Moshe was saying, because they already regretted it. And they said, Hinenu ve'alvinu ala mokom b'shemar Hashem ki chatanu, we sinned. Lama lo shamu lo, why don't they listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? Sh'amar lehem, when he told them, Al ta'alu, don't go up. They understood that they sinned, they're doing tshuva. But Moshe Rabbeinu said not to go up, so why don't they just listen? Don't go into Eretz Yisrael. El Shem Choshu b'chal b'shebzal chutz misei. So we see from here, like I mentioned in the previous year, Tzadik Oitz has gevaldik arayis for Eretz Yisrael. So you see from here that they thought that this is included in chutz misei. Like the Reish Yisrochma writes, ki zecheshko shel Baal HaBayis. Well, the Baal HaBayis doesn't want you to leave. He wants you to come back. He wants you to stay. He's just being mad to you. He's misleading you. He wants to make it difficult. So you work harder to get it to come back. So that's what they thought. They thought Bemis Hashem wants us to come back. It just looks like he doesn't. And therefore they try to push their way back in and literally force their way into Eretz Yisrael. He writes, Kemo Shishamanu, in the Pritzadik, in Parshas Miketz, Os Beis, Rabbeinu writes, Kemo Shishamanu me Rabbeinu HaKadosh, like we heard from our Holy Rebbe, in other words, the Yishbitzer. Alapasuk li diber tzur Yisrael Moshe ba'atam tzadik, Moshe yiras Elokim. Kitzur loshem takifus. So li diber tzur Yisrael, tzur, to me, spoke, the rack of Israel. Rack is a loshem of takifus. A power of strength. V'hainu sh'Hashem yizborach nosen takifus b'leif ha'bal tshuve k'mo sh'diber elav b'yichud. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives special power in the heart of the Baal Tshuva, and he speaks to him specially. Li diber, he speaks to me, the rock of Israel, this power. And what does he say? Pasuk continues. This is a verse in Samuel 2, verse 20, chapter 23, verse 3. Moshe ba'adam tzadik, meaning li'os Moshe ba'adam tzadik. Even those things that the Zohar Kadosh says from Rashbi, that you can't do tshuva, there is a memshala, there is power for a Baal tshuva to fix that. Person even has memshala, even on those matters where there's no tshuva. V'gam Moshe yiras Elokim, ma'shenemar mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, your Moshe, I'm understanding that the Ishbosheth is saying that tzaddik is Hashem. So the Adam could be Moshe on the tzaddik, tzaddik Hashem b'chol derechav, and he's Moshe b'yiras Elokim. Even if Hashem says that there's no tshuva, you can still fix it. Even if there's a bas kol that says, Shuvu banim shovim, return my naughty children. Except for Acher, he could have fixed that through tshuva also. Because Hashem doesn't want you to listen. Imagine that. You hear this radical Hasidic idea? Sometimes Hashem doesn't want you to listen to him. When? If you hear a bas kol that says, don't do tshuva. I don't want your tshuva. No, no, Hashem wants your tshuva. So a person has this memshala. He has memshala over Yiras Elokim, over fear of God, even if he's told not to fear God. Even if he's told to stay away, he should come back. So these chevra thought, the ma'apilim, they thought, no, Hashem really wants us to come back. And therefore we're going to push our way into Eretz Yisrael. And the whole parasha there is explained as far as the context of a person getting close to Hashem. Ayin Bezorah. Himlitz called Inyan Amraglim Al Toiva Ala Torah. He explained the whole chait of the ragam is a mashal of Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to a person, to be ma'ayin in Torah, to look through Torah. And this way, they'll be able to explore Olam Haba. That's the Meraglim coming into Eretz Yisrael, is coming into Torah and exploring Olam Haba. That's Lasur Es Haaretz, that's the Eretz HaChaim, that's Olam Haba. And the Meraglim say, no, it's too hard. It's too hard to do. And the Meraglim say, no, we don't want to go in there. We don't want to go into that Torah and get all our habits, too much for us. And there, because of the lack of emunah, their onish was that they weren't masik olam haba. And a connection to Hashem. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Al talu ki ein Hashem bikir b'chem. Don't go in because Hashem isn't among you. Ve'al zeh pilu lalos af neged ratzon Hashem yisbarach. And on this they insisted on going in, even against the will of God. Hashem uchazal chutz b'sam malchusa b'li taga. They were stubborn. They went in against the will of Hashem. They thought that's the way they're going to get close, even though the Baal Abayi said, say. They said, no, we want to go in anyway, because really that's what Hashem wants. And the source that such closeness is successful is what Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. That chutzpitzah, that the midah of chutzpah, gives a person malchusa b'li toga. It gives him the koach of malchus without a crown. Rashi there explains, Sanhedrin 105a, Kaloimar, Srora gidoila ve'eno chaser ela keser malchus. This midah of chutzpah, this chutzpah de kedusha, gives a person the power of kingship without a crown. And all he lacks, he has srora, he has rulership, and all he lacks is the crown of kingship. And it also says over there, chutzpah, afilu klape shmaya mahanya, mahani. In other words, chutzpah is effective, even if it appears that that's not the ratzon of Hashem. So that's chutzpah klapei shemaim kaviyachol. And they learned it in the Gemara from Bilam. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, lo seilech imayim. The hechtziv panav, Rashi says, lo imar leshluchei balak linu pa. He had chutzpah to say, stay over. What do you mean, stay over? God says, no. So this chutzpah was effective. Sheachaka chiskim Hashem yizbarach. Afterwards, God was agreeable. And he said, kum leichitam, go with them. And Bilam himself knew the power of chutzpah klapei shemayim mikoch nevuasa. Because Bilam nistaki al adi chesed the Mashiach. Bilam looked until the generation of the footsteps of the Messiah. Like he said to Balak, lecha iyotzcha asher yase om hazeh la'amcha be'acharis hayomim. I'm going to give you counsel what this nation is going to do to your nation the end of days. Because at this time, at the end of days, there's going to be tremendous chutzpah to come close to Hashem. That's how he knew the secret. So there's this positive chutzpah, this holy chutzpah of getting close to Hashem, even when it looks like we have no way in. Just to pause for a moment and see in the Zohar Kaddish how he explains the this parsha of the Meraglim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, mi parsha zedal lifna raza de chachma. From this parsha, we learn the secret of chachma. Tocha ze, come and see. Kutcha brichu mishabech boi raisa kodesh baruch hu. It's praising the Torah. Maxi, what is the aluza ba negev? Go to the negev. Meaning, ishtadlu boi raisa. Learn Torah. The sechmun deha hi kaima kamaichu. Minasidunle. And you'll see that she stands before you to learn, and from her you will know the schar of tzaddikah. These are the people of Amunah. They're happy with these things, and they're blessed. Those who aren't b'nei Amunah, and they don't learn Torah l'shma, they make a pelu, they make a separation, a splitting up of Amunah. Amri ma'ichbas lanad yom alechem nimna al tabla alma alma bei beisam rei beisam reikon yisivna beklana da alma. They say, what's going to help us if we learn Torah? Until now we haven't seen good. We toiled, and the house is still empty. We sat among those who are disgraced among the people. And that world, who's going to be zochel? Who's going to get into that world? It's better we're not toireach. The Milan Elevi Aniu a slave Bnei Yisrael begin to apiku shum bishalak amada atama v'yetzius dibas arutz. With these words, they were maser. They removed the hearts of the Jewish people because they were motzi Hashem ra. So it means v'yetzius dibas arutz. They slandered the land. Inu Bnei Meim Nusa Maikar Amri. Those Bnei Amuna, what are they saying? Chafetz Bano Hashem when the Son of Love God wants us and He gives it to us. Kevin Yistalu Banash Barisa Liba Lagabik Tshavrichu. Rabbanu Nana Liba. Since that person is Osei Baratzen Aleiv to serve Hashem, all Hashem wants is His heart. V'yistamenu Rishima Kadisha. And he will preserve that holy mark, the Osbris Kodesh. So you have to learn Torah Lishma and be Shomer Bris Kodesh, and then you can go to Olam Haba. And they said, no, that's the Parsha of the Meraglim. They said, nah, we're not going to get in anyway. Life is miserable. So that pessimism is what kept them out, it made them bring back a negative report. So this, the essence of this inyan that's called Chutzpah Klapi Shemayim, we see based on the depths of the Perush of Chazal, that Chutzpah Malchus of Alei Togo, Chutzpah is a Malchus without a crown, Kayadua, based on what is known in Kabbalah, Malchus, the sphere of Malchus, Shabbat Silus, who is what is called in the Zohar HaKadosh, Knesset Yisrael. What's Knesset Yisrael? That is the root, the soul of the Jewish people. Zohar HaKadosh, Chelek Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and Aleph, that it's explained in many places in the works of Rabbeinu. And we see in the Tanya, in the first Chelek Aleph, Perek Nun Beis, B'nei Shuhum Hushum B'nei Shemim Makor Zeh Nimshach L'Kol Adam Ha'ol V'chius Prati Haroi Lo. From this source is brought to all, every person, the light and the individual vitality that is fitting for him. So that's the Malchus, that sphere is Malchus Shabbat Silus, which is Knesset Yisrael. Now we're counting the Omer. We're in the week of Malchus. And the Keser Usharish Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. And the sphere of Keser Elyon is the root of the Pnimius Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, the Shoresh of all mitzvahs HaTorah. Veritzonim Loimar, and what they want to say is, so again, Malchus is Knesset Yisrael. Keser Elyon is the Shoresh, is the root of God's will, the root of all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And what Chazal want to say is that the Koach of Chutzpah B'Kiddusha is in order to give the Baal Tshuva Memshala Be'atzmai, V'Ratzon Eloimar Memshala Be'atzmai, to give him this power do tshuva, b'li rotzen ha-roitzen, that they don't want in Shemayim is tshuva chas v'shalom. And that's Malchus. She is karvus kenes, is Yisrael mei atzma, which is the coming close of the Jewish people from themselves, b'li keser. In other words, without a gilui ratzon elyon, without the revelation of God's will. Like it says explicitly in the Holy Sefer Reishis Chachma, Shem Yom Lechatzemi Beisi Alti Kanez, the Baal HaBayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go out of my house and don't come back in, like Elisha Acher. Don't listen, rather go and do tshuva. Because that's the cheshek of the Baal HaBayis. That's the desire of the homeowner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'em lo tzlichu b'zem b'pnei she'achlu apaga. So they weren't successful in this. The Ma'apilim, those who stubbornly insisted on going into Eretz Israel before the time, they weren't successful with this chutzpah because they ate it when it was paga. What's paga? Paga is an unripe fig. Like we see in Sanhedrin 107a, that David was in Bathsheba, were a zivuk. They were really a proper couple. Just David didn't wait. He had it when it was raw, when it wasn't yet ripe for shearing, so to speak. Rashi writes, Shekofetzis Hasha. It's too early. Loimar. In other words, they used this koach of chutzpah before the right time came. And when is the right time? Kmo Sham Ruzal, Be'ikvis of the Mashiach, like Chazal say, that b'sof ha'golus lefnei yavos ha'mibiyas ha'mashiach, like Rashi says, chutzpah yazge, it's going to be a great deal of chutzpah, she'azu ha'eis lezeh, that's the proper time, b'kedusha, to be miskari b'al Hashem, even b'toykef atzim, with great power. And this takifus that Knesset Yisrael had, to get close, without ratzon ha'rotzim, without the ratzon from Shemayim, comes from the fact that la'asit, in the future, it says in Jeremiah 31:21. God's going to create new things in the earth, and a female is going to surround the male. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create something new after a long galus. And what is this new thing? What is this chadasha? Nekeva to soivev gaver. That the derech ha'olam is that a man pursues the girl. Right? That's usually the way it is, almost always. That the man is pursuing the woman, the boy is pursuing the girl. In the future, it's going to be in a cave of the female that's going to pursue the male. So, when I saw that, I got excited. I said, it makes our life easier. We don't have to run after the girl anymore. The girl's going to run after us. It's much more flattering and much easier. You get to be passive. But really, this is a mashal. I don't know what's going to be in real life, in our lives, but it's going to be a mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the Nekeva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol is the Gever, and we are going to return to Him. She'ashuva b'nei Yisrael el Hashem Elokeim v'yigalem, like the Radak says. There. We are going to return to Hashem, and He's going to redeem us. So that's us coming, me'atzmeinu. We are going to come on our own back to Hashem. That's why you see, by the way, an incredible idea, this whole tshuva movement, which we're used to, so we were born into it, but it never existed. I don't know if in the history of Klal Yisrael we had such a thing. So many tens and hundreds of thousands of people have done tshuva in the last 50 years. Via Eish HaTorah and via Chabad and via all these different kolim that come to various cities, and different rabbanim more successful in being makariv people. So many different ways two people are miskari of the Yiddishkeit. To varying degrees. So many different programs and organizations. So that's the ikvus of the Mashiach. That's us coming back, even though it doesn't necessarily look like God wants us. And the world is so chamriistic, but we're still returning to Hashem. And that was the mistake of the Ma'apilim. In other words, it wasn't, the time wasn't ripe. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama ze'atem over mispi Hashem. Why are you transgressing the mouth of Hashem? Why are you trying to come in and get close without Ratzon Hashem? Behi, this Eitzah, this idea of yours, Lo Sitzlach, will not be successful. He doesn't say it's Aser. Nira She Eitzahi. Ela Shaloi Sitzlach. No, it's a good Eitzah. You're just not going to be successful. This is a Mayridika line from Reb Tzedek. Listen carefully. Vehi. This won't be successful. Shebachana Mekoyim is Darshu in numerous places. Chazal Darshand, from where it says he, Velo Acher, it's this, and not another case. Sheish Manacher Sheken Matzlech. Shematzlech. This case you won't be successful, but in the future you will. For whose manenu zeh shehu ikved Meshicha. That's our generation, which is ikved of the Meshicha. So this can be understood on two levels. Number one, it's tshuva movement that we have in our door, that we're coming close to Hashem, even though we live in such a material society. Still, people want God. People aren't happy. They're living empty, materialistic lives. And also, this insistence on coming into Eretz Yisrael, even though Hashem doesn't necessarily want you. In other words, we have the whole Zionist movement was primarily consists of chilonim, of back then they called themselves chofshim, secular, non-Torah observant people. Herzl didn't put on Rabbeinu Tam. The Heilige Belzer Rebbe, Baron Kedosh Hashem, was a tremendous Ohev Yisrael. So he didn't like to say bad things about Jews. So when he would talk about Jews, one from he would say those Azelecha, those that don't put on tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam. They don't put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Or when he talked about Mechali Shabbos, he would say, Hashechech Iker Shabbos. He's in the Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos. Those who forgot, they forgot Shabbos. That's who they are. Uncle Panim, these people aren't from, and you would think, and that's what the rabbinic establishment felt, that God doesn't want that. God doesn't want the Gula to come through these secular people. Coming back to Eretz Yisrael is so holy, Eretz Yisrael is so holy. And these people are so far away from Yiddishkeit. And they're openly rebellious. Most of them were born into frum homes, saying this whole idea of so many, of a whole secular society is pretty new to the world, and certainly to Yiddishkeit. Here and there were people who sinned. We've always had that from time immemorial, from Gan Eden and on. But as far as the whole society, you know, you have places in Rishon LeZion and Kfar Saba and Cholon and, you know, different kibbutzim and moshavim. And you have just entire loads and loads and loads, huge, huge swaths of not from people. And so the Zionists coming in, trying to rebuild Eretz Yisrael, dancing the Hora, drying the swamps. Who are these people? They're not from, they're far away from Hashem. They're rejecting the tradition of their forefathers. It can't be. So says Reb Tzedek HaKohen, no. V'hilo sitzlach. The Ma'apilim weren't successful. But in Dor Ikvus the Mashiach will be successful. And you see, we pushed our way in, the Yidden. And we're here and flourishing. And Baruch Hashem, so many of the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of those original settlers are today Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs. And we have more Jews in Eretz Yisrael than we have anywhere in the world, and more learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael than ever in history, and yeshivas, and kollelim, and Batei Yaakov, and yeshivot tichoniot, and yeshivot hezder, and shiurim, and you have kol haloshen, just 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, non-stop shiurim, Kol Chelkei Torah, Pardes, Nigla, Nistar, Gemara, Iyun, Bikiyus, Parsha, Machshava, Chassidus, Breslov, Chabad, Avkuk, wherever you want, not in Kol Lashon, but other places. Whatever you want, you get. It's an amazing thing. An amazing thing. So much Torah. So many Sfarim. Just an incredible amount of Sfarim being published. You see people, Mamish, even young Avrechim, Ramachadish, Chedushei Torah, not only in Nashim Nezikin, but in Kochim, in Tyrus. So many beautiful Sfarim that are being produced. Rambam, Chedushim on the Rambam, incredible. You just see the amount of work people put in. And the Chedushim they're able to produce is mind-boggling, astounding, and also puts joy in one's heart. You see that it worked. And we're back, v'shavu banim l'gvulam. And a lot of Yidden are in Chutz La'aretz, and they want to come. Just waiting for the right time, especially now, Hashem made it, that you don't even have to go to work anymore. You can work on your computer, you can work remotely. So you can have a job in California, in San Francisco, and you can live in the Galil. You can live in the Golan. You can live in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. And you can work in Midtown Manhattan. Incredible thing. So the Hilo Sitzlach, that wasn't successful. But today, coming into Eretz Yisrael and the Chutzpah Vix the Mashiach of coming close to Hashem, that's going to be successful. And the whole notion of the internet is also a chutzpah, it's also tameh. The internet's filled with tumah. But using that tumah, it's also a little bit of chutzpah, taking that tumah, the kli, which has so much tumah in it, and using it to spread so many tens of thousands of, not tens of thousands, millions of hours of Torah. So many shiurim and dafyomi. Look at the explosion of dafyomi. It's just incredible. Just one guy has over 10,000 people listening to dafyomi shiur online. Besides the people who attend in person. And the whole art school revolution that anyone now who can read basic English can learn and understand the Gemara. Art school made it easy. And you had art school, and you have Gahati Mishnayos, and you have art school Mishnayos, and you have the Masifta Gemaras, and Masifta a little more advanced maybe, but you have in the back, you have footnotes, and Rishonim, and Chronim, incredible, Perush and Rashi, Perush and Tosfos, every line of Rashi, and not every line of Rashi, every line of Tosfos explained, and a great deal of Rashi explained in the back, Rashi Amavur, just what Hashem has done for us in His door. And you have the amount of money that Jewish people are making, just incredible, not only not from Jews. Unfortunately, a lot of their money goes to parks and universities. But from Jews, modern Orthodox Jews, Haredi Jews, Lakewood. Lakewood is filled with billionaires. Lakewood, Haredi people. And real estate, the amount of real estate Jews own. Just, I'm saying, you have a Pesach vacation. I heard recently one viewer said he was told by somebody in the business, the last Pesach, Jews spent $300 million on Pesach programs. $300 million just on Pesach. This is a lot of money. And that money is going into education, and that money is going into Torah. That money is going into mikvos. The amount of mikvos, the amount of people who go to mikveh today. Not only women, of course, that's the ikar. But the amount of men who are looking for Torah, and they're going to mikveh. The amount of kosher food. We were so blessed. So that's the Vehilo Sitzlach, but in Ikfas de Mashicha, we're really pushing forward, and we're really helping Torah flourish, and Avodas Hashem flourish. So we should be Zoch Bakarov to see the Gula Shlema. Thank you so much for listening. We know that we shall continue.